Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I'm going to guess it was just an emotional outburst, so I'm not sure this would be a topic we ever do.
Okay.
But if it was more than just an emotional outburst, would you want Tyreek Hill in Detroit?
I mean, it's overkill. Don't need him. So no, I guess the easy answer is no. Now, in terms of the outburst, and look, I get it. Guys at this point in their career, they want to win. You know, Myles Garrett wants to win. Tyreek Hill wants to win. And Tyreek Hill was playing on a team this year that was not winning enough to make the playoffs. So I can see why he's upset. And he put some of the blame on himself as well earlier in the season because he missed some time. He was hurt. He had some issues off the field. And, you know, it's I get it. But for the Lions, they don't need Tyreek Hill.
I would because it's an offense league. And I think that holds again this year. It's the best offenses that are really the true Super Bowl contenders. And the idea of just taking your elite offense, which leads a league in scoring, second in total offense, and make it even better in the what seemed to be the parameters of how you win a Super Bowl in 2025, is really appealing. I'm also not sure that the guy that speaks out and says those things like, I'm out, is the personality that you introduce into the Lions locker room, given that they are very, very particular about team first guys. And I don't know how well that would fly. The question becomes, at some point, does this locker room culture, and Goth talked about it with us yesterday, be so strong that you can introduce somebody that would be like, hell yeah, I'm a Detroit Lion, and I'm glad to be a Detroit Lion, and you're going to get nothing but the best from me because now I'm in the perfect situation.
The talent is unquestioned with Tyreek Hill, but I don't think he's a Detroit Lion material. I think Brett Holmes said it. I think Dan Campbell said it. Not everyone can be a Detroit Lion. And I think that goes beyond talent on the field. I just don't think they would introduce someone like that to this locker room. And I don't think like the locker room's fragile, the culture's fragile, the one bad egg or whatever is going to cause an uproar and change everything. Because they can take on different personalities. But in the end, they don't have to. And especially with what they've built here, everything Brad Holmes has done, the players he's acquired, has been intentional. And it's not just on the field. It's a lot of it's off the field. And I just don't think Tyreek Hill, that type of personality player, would ever be a fit for the Lions.
So we are 0 for 3, all three of us. The other thing that's breaking at this hour, according to Tom Pelissero, and you can see this one coming. Did you see this?
I think I know what you're going to say, yeah.
Tom Pelissero just tweeted out, multiple NFL teams have inquired about whether legendary coach Bill Belichick would reconsider his move to college football, including the Raiders, whose minority owner Tom Brady spoke recently with his old coach, per league sources.
Well, first of all, who knows what Tom Brady was talking to Bill Belichick about, but just the idea that Bill Belichick could be had after he just accepted the job at North Carolina and is openly recruiting and landing some pretty good recruits right now and talking to getting kids to come from the portal and all that, he's got a lot of momentum going there in Carolina. The thought that now that he could be swayed and come to the NFL, I would despise if that happened. I would be so upset with Bill Belichick to do that. And yet, isn't it in his track record? Didn't he do exactly this where he accepted a job? Was it with the Jets years ago? And then decided against it? It was like a Parcells thing?
Yeah, I think so. A while back, right?
A long time ago. Yeah, obviously before he had the Patriots gig. But there was something there that he was going to take the job, accepted to take the job, and then like a day later, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, it was the Jets in January 2000. He, quote, backstabbed the franchise by resigning after one day on the job.
So he's done it already. Would he dare do it to North Carolina this far into it, where he's been the coach there now for, what, 3 weeks or 3 or 4 weeks, whatever it is.
You know where he'd make perfect sense? The Saints.
I love the smile and the eyebrow, right? Right? You follow what I'm saying? You mean so that other people can't take our guys? Yeah. Look, more coaching candidates in the NFL, they could mean supplanting the possibility that Aaron Glenn or Ben Johnson takes their job.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm for it.
God, I'm feeling guilty doing this. If Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson want head coaching jobs, they've done so much for Detroit. Like, they've been so good that those are guys, and I want them to have success. And I feel like we're backstabbing it by trying to go out of our way to find replacements, the guys who would be better candidates than them for the positions that they're trying to get.
It's like they have the opportunity here to pay for their own cell phone. You're like, no, I'll pay for it. You can stay on my plan, please.
Yep. I gotta tell you.
Sometimes you gotta let go.
The idea, if NFL teams are interested in Bill Belichick, I think it's like 60-40. He leaves North Carolina.
I'd like to think he's not, and then, as I recall, the whole Jets thing. So he would absolutely, it's in his DNA to do it.
Kang, am I wrong?
60-40, he leaves. You know what? He's already got, you know, does he like college life? I mean, he's got the new girlfriend.
Right. That's the,
Maybe she doesn't like him being on campus.
Now this is, by the way, Pelissero tweeted that 8 minutes ago, and now everybody in the NFL is tweeting about this. Nicole Auerbach just tweeted, reminder, Belichick would owe UNC $10 million if he leaves before June 1st. The Raiders will pay that.
Brady will give him crypto.
Brady will give him crypto.
Tom's got it covered. He's got that crypto deal. That fell through, Coach? Yeah, it's crypto.
I think some NFL team would go, yeah, we'll pay the $10 million.
But if they, then wouldn't NFL teams have already contacted, you know, Belichick?
Well, apparently they're doing it today.
I mean, I know they're doing, now it's like, if the Raiders did, then maybe we should. I don't know. It just seems far-fetched. I mean, you could have had Belichick last year if you wanted him.
You could have had Belichick last month.
Right. You could have had last month if you really wanted
him. Which I guess technically was last year.
This is true.
Was this this is like Doug taking care of his kid, Bill Belichick taking care of his kid. Yep. He just hands it over to Stephen Belichick, the defensive coordinator, to become the head coach.
That might be what this is all about.
Hey, guys, I'm leaving.
Got my son the job. Yep. He'll become the head coach.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get him off the family plan, Bill.
Well, do you think that Tom Brady was talking to him about becoming the next head coach? Or do you think Tom Brady was talking to him about, hey, we're looking at coaching candidates, what do you think? And just picking his brain. Like, would they want to run it back where Brady is in control? As opposed to the New England days when they won their six Super Bowls there?
Be so weird, huh?
It would be weird. I don't think he's leaving Carolina.
I'm moving up to 70-30, he's leaving.
It's a funny story.
It is. It is.
And if you're Carolina, you're like, no.
Yeah.
Like the guy watching his wax statue melt in front of his eyes.
They'll be sitting there holding the bag like, we just got totally mind-tricked into hiring Stephen Belichick as our head coach.
That's great. So Stephen will take over in 2026. Thanks, Tom. Wait, what?
So we talked about that. I can't even remember. Is it Liberty Mutual with the wax figure? Yeah. So I like pointing out commercials I love and commercials I hate.
Yeah.
I love the Don't Turn Into Your Parents, which is,
I think that's progressive. Maybe.
Can't stand the wax figure one. Think it's creepy AF.
It is creepy. However, is the wax figure, it's wax figure Belichick, and that's Carolina's Belichick right now.
It kind of is.
And they're right now Carolina's going, thank God it's wintertime. Thank God it's wintertime. Can we survive the winter? Or is that thing going to start melting and Bill's going to go away to Vegas?
And I will give another commercial I absolutely love. I can't get enough of. Every time it comes on, I'm like, yes, kids, it's on. Travolta Santa. I love Travolta Santa.
What?
Ho, ho, ho. I love Travolta Santa.
I did not see that coming, Ken.
No?
I did not see Doug.
I think Travolta Santa is hysterical.
Did you have some affinity towards Saturday Night Fever?
Not really, but I think Travolta's awesome. And Travolta Santa, love Travolta Santa.
That's a phrase I never thought I'd hear from Doug Karsh. I think Travolta's awesome is what he just said. The guy who never watches movies, although he does quote Pulp Fiction.
All the time.
But is he your favorite character from Pulp Fiction?
No.
But you think Travolta's awesome?
I do think Travolta's awesome. I think Travolta Santa's
great.
Were
you a sweat hog growing up? And
I like the sweat hogs too. All right, straight ahead, another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? We got an NFL mock draft to look at. It is Karsh and Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Okay, we have some more breaking news in the NFL. And again, it all sort of impacts the Detroit Lions. And this one could be big. We shall see. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network notes for practices today. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni says quarterback Jalen Hurts will practice today, a step forward in the concussion protocol. This is 17 days since he suffered his concussion. When this happened, we were like, wow, this could have an impact on the NFC chase, but probably not, because most guys who get concussed, then they are very, you know, hard to define injury, hard to define what actually a concussion is. I've talked to some of the foremost authorities on this, guys that have like been in charge of our Olympic teams. And they're like, yeah, these are really, really vague still. The science in them isn't exact. It's really, really difficult. And maybe it's evolved since we've talked, but it's 17 days before he's back on the practice field. I will tell you this. If I were doing this show in Philadelphia, I would say, okay, this is good news potentially, but I would be a little bit concerned. But he's at least getting back on the practice field. And, you know, they've got this game with Green Bay looming. If you're doing the show in Green Bay, this is huge news. And if you look at it, I mean, they're the number two seed in the NFC, right? So for the number one seed, this is big news.
It is. It is. And, you know, that game is Sunday at 4:30, and this is Wednesday at in the noon hour. So does that give him plenty of time to come back? I think it does. I think this is one of those things that he's just, until he passed the test, and now that he's passed all the protocols and whatever.
Well, they haven't said that.
Well, what did they say?
It said Eagles coach Nick Sirianni says Jalen Hurts will return to practice, a step forward in concussion protocol. If he passed everything, that's something different.
You are correct.
Yep.
So if he passes protocols,
I mean, I'd have to think there's something just, is trending in the right way for him to be able to be out there and practice. Now, will he be limited? It's one thing to be in shorts throwing a football. He hasn't done that for a while, but
correct. And the other thing is, do you come back? When you come back from something like this, are you apprehensive in any way?
Yep.
And it's hard to play in the NFL if you're going to be apprehensive.
Yes, it is. Something to keep an eye on. All right, are you ready, my friend?
I am.
Here we go. All right, Gator, these are items that are new to menus around the country, around the world.
All right.
I'm always intrigued to see mostly whether or not this is something that appeals to you, my friend. But we also get Kang's opinion, and I'll sound off every once in a while. Here's something I like. Baskin and Robbins. Do you know that since 1945, the 31 flavors have actually introduced more than 1,400 different flavors of ice cream?
Good grief. That's a lot.
This month, January, Baskin Robbins, its first new flavor is cinnamon roll.
Yep.
Cinnamon roll flavored ice cream, which is made with real cinnamon.
Yep.
And is studded with dough pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Squiggle with gooey cinnamon cream cheese flavored swirls.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I may have to stop off on the way home.
Okay. Gator is
a hell. That's yes. A hell yeah.
Kang?
Oh, yeah. That sounds delicious. Love me some ice cream.
I want to see Kenny's head shake up and down. Yeah, Kenny's all about it. Get the all in his beard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug?
I might lick this out of Kenny's beard. It sounds so good.
Wow. Jeez. My goodness.
This sounds so good.
That is nowhere near what I expected, Kang. Is that what you expected to hear from Doug?
Doug has gone nuts today, man.
I mean, it is.
We got rogue Doug.
Cinnamon roll with dough pieces and squiggled
things
gooey
that don't
cinnamon cream cheese flavor.
And real bits of Kenny's beard.
I don't associate any of this with Doug. Dough? You know that's bread, right?
I do know
and
that.
It's not like wheat bread.
It's not dough bread.
Okay,
it's
I'm not going to eat it every day. I would just try something.
It's not dill.
But I agree with you. This sounds great. 3 for 3 on that. Next up.
4 for 4, technically.
Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
They come out this month.
I know. I had some at the house.
Did you read the two flavors are being retired?
I saw there were two flavors being retired. I wanted to make sure they weren't the flavors that I enjoy.
The two popular flavors that are being retired are Girl Scout S'mores and Toast Yay. S'mores combine the Graham sandwich cookies with a chocolate and marshmallow filling, while Toast Yay features French toast flavored treats dipped in ice cream. Will you go out of your way to get either of these before they are discontinued?
I don't really care for the s'more. So it doesn't bother me that that's going away. I would never buy it in the first place. The other one is one that I didn't know about.
The Toast Yay?
Yeah, and it sounds good.
Yeah.
I got my Girl Scout cookies delivered a couple weeks ago, and I was happy with, I think I got three different varieties. But I don't know why I passed on the Toast Yay. I'm all about French toast. I love French toast. And it's like a French toast ice cream flavor?
No, it's French toast flavored treats dipped in icing.
Oh, icing.
Yep.
I mean, yeah. Why is that going away? That's not a big seller?
I don't know why. Sometimes I think they discontinue things to bring attention to the product, and we'll only reintroduce it down the road for
maybe,
hype.
Maybe I'm going to have to get some of those.
Will you go get some of these?
No, and it's not because they don't sound like tasty or anything like that. I just never really got into the Girl Scout cookie stuff, so I'm not going to go out of my way this time around either.
So you're not a Thin Mint guy, you know?
I'm definitely not a Thin Mint guy in general.
That's interesting.
I even saw Kenny shaking his head to Thin Mint.
Thin Mints only for me.
I love
Thin Mints only. So I will answer our question. I will not go out of my way to get either of these. I didn't know if we got a solid answer from you. Will you go out of your way to try one
I
more?
Might. I might to get some Toast Yays. Those sounds pretty good.
Okay. So
anybody on Twitch or YouTube can confirm. Are they good? Take a text.
I'll pay attention and see if they respond.
I like the sound of Toast Yays.
Yeah. They're still talking about dill bread ice cream. All right. Next up.
We need a good dough. Made with dill.
Darren Revelle tweeted this out. This is called Touchdown Toast. It's available at Chiefs games. This is like a small loaf of bread.
I saw a picture of this.
Soaked in eggs, custard, milk, and heavy cream, and served with vanilla ice cream, berry sauce, strawberries, and powdered sugar. It costs $25. It's available at Chiefs playoff games. Touchdown Toast for $25. Gator? Are you going to eat that?
It looks fantastic. I mean, basically, it's a hollowed out loaf of bread that has been with the, it's given the French toast treatment. Maybe it's even deep fried. In order to cook it properly, and then you stuff it with the ice cream and stuff. It looks delicious, and I would absolutely try that.
Kang, would you try it?
Yeah, I'm a big French toast fan, and this looks delicious. It's a hefty price tag, but you expect that, especially at a game. But it looks phenomenal.
It's too much for me. I would pass on this.
All that, too much.
Yep.
Wow. Even if it's in Kenny's beard?
Yes.
Yeah. Especially what if we put real bits of Kenny's beard in there?
Especially if it's in Kenny's beard. Next up. This is going around on Instagram. It's by content creators. It's racked up over 8 million views. It's a wine pie. Wine is directly poured into a prepared pie crust, mixed with some sugar, a touch of flour, cornstarch, vanilla extract, and cinnamon before baking, and it turns into a gelatinous deep red dessert. The resulting pie looks a similar texture to chess pie, a classic southern dessert with a simple ingredient list. Wine pie, Gator. Are you going to eat that?
Two things. First of all, I've seen this made on like TikTok or Reels, and I thought it looked gross then, and it still sounds gross. I don't drink wine all that often. You might see me with a glass of wine once a year. It's fine. I don't seek it out. The thought of having a wine flavored pie is awful to me. I have no desire for this whatsoever. None.
Kang, wine pie.
I'm out, man. No. I don't do. Is this necessary? Like, right? What drunk came up with this idea?
Some wino.
Pretty creative drunk. Yeah, I'm out. We're 0 for 3 on that. Krispy Kreme is combining with Pop-Tarts to come up with some Pop-Tart donuts. There's the Pop-Tart Frosted Strawberry Donut, the Pop-Tart Frosted Chocolatey Fudge Donut, and the Pop-Tart Frosted Brown Sugar Cinnamon Donut. Gator Krispy Kreme Pop-Tart Donuts.
So what you're telling me is you got a Krispy Kreme glazed donut that's going to be covered with the icing from the Pop-Tarts.
I don't have time to read all the descriptions. I can read one if you prefer.
Yeah, it's going, please, because I think that's what it sounds like.
Pop-Tart Frosted Strawberry Donut. This unglazed shell donut is filled with strawberry filling, then dipped in shortbread icing and topped with an astonishing amount of tiny little treats. Shortbread pieces, sugar sprinkles, strawberry-filled filling drizzle, and a frosted strawberry Pop-Tart bites piece.
I mean, you really didn't have to read the description. Of course, I was going to say yes anyway. It's Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme gets a yes almost all the time anyway.
Kang, you?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely eat this. I'm going to definitely, Pop-Tarts and donuts, okay?
Yeah, going to eat the hell out of this.
I am out.
I will pick it out of Kenny's beard.
A no for me. Next up, Chick-fil-A is bringing back key lime frosted lemonade after a 5-year hiatus. They introduced it on January 7th, which was yesterday, the key lime frosted lemonade. The drink was first introduced back in 2019 as a limited time item. It blends Chick-fil-A lemonade with vanilla soft serve ice cream and key lime flavor. The milkshake-like drink hasn't been available since its launch. The Chick-fil-A Key Lime Frosted Lemonade.
So it's kind of like a float, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would try it. It's not. I don't think it would be a go-to thing because it sounds like a giant sugar bomb. But to try it, absolutely. I love key lime and I love lemonade.
Kang, will you try the Key Lime Frosted Lemonade?
Yes. Lemon, lime. I love Sprite. Why not?
All right. Well, there you go. I'm an out because I just keep thinking, what am I going to order? What would I rather have than this? And it's a lot. So I like their sweet tea. I like the regular lemonade. And of course, like their Diet Coke. But there it is. That concludes another edition of Are You Going to Eat That? We got two follow-ups to Are You Going to Eat That? One of them is something that maybe was introduced and went away already. And we just did an Are You Going to Eat That on this. And it created some buzz. Another is... remember, the show has a Are You Going to Eat That challenge in their house with the missus.
Oh.
We'll get to that at 12:35 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. That car, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. That's Super Bowl Fan Fest, the commercial break there.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. Of course, you'd want to advertise it early. Of course, you'd want to let people know that this is an alternative, a very, 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 very affordable alternative to actually going to the Super Bowl to try and get some sort of group fan stadium atmosphere. But it sure does feel like the success and failure of that event is riding on one thing.
Depending on which team's playing in the Super Bowl.
I mean, if the Lions make it, this thing, I think, will do very, very well.
It sounds like it's cool. I mean, just on its own, you get to be on Ford Field and you get access to things you wouldn't normally have access to. And there'll be, you know, some NFL legends there. That'd be great. Sure.
Yeah.
Watch the game, you know. to watch it there could be really cool.
It could be very cool, but you know, I hear that
probably
the
means a lot more if the Lions are playing it.
Right? Like, talk about going from thousands to dozens is what we're really looking at. But I don't blame it for advertising it now. You know, it could be absolutely awesome. For fans, you've done that before, right? You've been to these. I went to a Pistons one against Portland Trailblazers NBA Finals at the Palace back in the day.
Yeah, I went to the Red Wing one in 2008 that they had at Joe Louis Arena.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. That could be kind of cool stuff.
Yeah, and it was. They had a lot of people. There were probably 10,000 people there.
Yeah, and extremely affordable relative to even obviously just a home game.
Yeah, and look, the experience was to be there with fans as if you're at a game, so you're having that fan experience, which is really cool. And
yep.
We got to I was sitting right next to the penalty box area. That was pretty cool.
Kang, have you ever done one of those? Go to a stadium to watch a game?
I went to a Palace Vision when the Pistons were in the play that 5-year straight run in the Eastern Conference Finals, all that. Yeah. You know, when you're younger, that's when I went at least, you want to be part of it. You know, you want to be part of energy, vibe, a crowd, you know, an atmosphere. So, yeah, it definitely brings that. It's fun to watch it with other fans. It's not the same as a bar. I mean, because obviously you're in a different, you know, setting. But yeah, I've done it. It's fun.
Okay. Let me follow up on what we brought up. And are you going to eat that a while ago? We brought up the Taco Bell chicken nuggets. And you and Kenny behind the glass did a little research. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Are they gone already?
We think so.
No.
Peter.
I just saw an ad from last night.
I did too.
Yeah, Kenny did too. And I thought I saw something on Instagram as well. It was a sponsored ad. But then we both went to our apps. We both went to the website. You can't order these things. And I think Kenny's going to step in the studio now. But I think he went, or somebody he knows went to a Taco Bell and tried to get them, and they weren't available or something. And these things are specific sometimes to location. But we just asked you like a couple weeks ago, right, Gator? Are you going to try these? And have they already disappeared? Because was it an epic fail?
Huh.
Those I just started seeing TV commercials for them. And so I was like, oh, no, they're promoting these things. But Kenny, you couldn't find them?
I couldn't find them anywhere. I went yesterday to a Taco Bell. They didn't have them on the menu. You couldn't order them online, not on the app. They didn't have them on like the display on the drive-thru when you're looking at the menu, nothing.
Almost everything that is new that gets introduced gets drive-thru display treatment.
So one of two things may have happened. It was either so bad they pulled it, or it was so good that they ran out.
That's what I'm reading about. There's a Reddit about this, and they're all saying that, yeah, the store ran out. They're done with the nugs. Locations must have sold out already. New items coming January 17th. Store ran out.
So it's possible.
Nugs are so damn good. I ate them 2 days in a row. I was expecting to still see them on Sunday, but all Taco Bell seems to have run out of them around them.
I think that might be I'm not a marketing genius here, but If they were so good that you ran out, I don't know that you would take them off the menu. You would say to people, we ran out because they sold out because they're so popular.
Maybe that's what's coming next. Is it because now they've realized, oh, crap.
Well, you can see it online on their website, but when you try to add it to the cart, it won't let you. So it still exists somewhere, maybe.
So I'm on their website right now, and I'm not seeing it unless it's under specialties.
It might be under new items. I don't know. But we just saw them back there on their website. And you can't add it to your... You can add it to your cart, but you can't buy any.
You can't check out.
Yeah.
No, I see it. Yep.
Yeah.
No, they're under new. You're correct. Add to order. I got to choose a drink first. I got a large fountain drink.
Choose a sauce.
Let's go Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Yeah, that's Doug.
That's me.
That screams Doug.
There we go. It's all Doug.
Add to order. I got to choose a sauce. All right. Let's go with the Fire Ranch. Spicy ranch. All right. Add to order. I did choose a sauce. I got to choose another sauce. All right. Dipping sauce. Add to order. It doesn't let me do it.
Yep.
Mm.
And on my app, it doesn't even exist. I can't even add it to a cart.
All right. Well, maybe it hasn't. Maybe it's not an epic fail. Maybe it's an epic fail in terms of the the inventory.
Well, it sounds like it's an inventory epic fail, or it's a complete success for Taco Bell. And they're like, well, all right, we got it. Now we can reintroduce this, you know, a month from now or 6 months from now and make it a permanent item, and everybody's going to go nuts.
All right, you got to hear what Kenny did. And this falls in line with, are you going to eat that? Oh. And it's kind of specific to our show.
So
you save your beard?
No, and Doug, I appreciate you offering to eat ice cream out of my beard. I will politely decline.
Sound like that's how good the ice cream sounded to me.
Or how good his beard is.
Yeah. You never know.
Delicious.
So for Christmas, a couple of members of my family decided they were going to get me, for as a present, a hot dog roller.
Oh, nice.
And nice. It's about it's a little bit bigger than a microwave.
Yeah.
So what I decided to do, because it was, you know, it was the Lions playing on Sunday Night Football, I decided I'm going to put this thing in the living room. I'm going to put this thing right next to the couch.
Yeah.
Put it in the living room.
Yes.
Right next to the couch. So it's within arm's reach of
easy access
at all times.
Right next to the armrest.
Right. Yeah. All I have to do is get up and go to the fridge, get the hot dogs, the toppings, boom, they're right there. I'm one step away from having a cooler there, actually, at this point.
That's next time.
But I'm wondering, because the girlfriend's put up with it so far. We work kind of opposite schedules, so she doesn't have to deal with it as much. But this weekend is going to be the true test.
Well,
so wait a sec. When
it's
did you
never
put,
left it?
When did you put the hot dog roller next to the couch?
It's still there. It still lives there right now. I put it there right before Sunday Night Football.
All right. I feel like maybe
dude,
we need
you're
to
a colostomy bag away from being the laziest person on the planet.
But think about how cool it would be. What arm's reach you got a hot dog.
Yeah, but the thing is you still have to get up and get hot dogs.
That's why I gotta go get the cooler.
he's gonna have a cooler filled with beer, hot dogs,
you some just chopped onions, and a little Tupperware container.
You prepare that ahead of time.
Some cheese.
Maybe some cheese. Yeah.
You hook up the colostomy jalapenos. Bag. You sit down on your couch, and you don't leave for 3 straight hours.
That would be ideal. Plus, this weekend with all the football we're gonna see.
Oh my God.
This is the ideal hot dog roller weekend, is it not?
No, it kind of is. Although you're one step away from being Florida man. Kenny Cott, and that's scary.
I resent that, but you know what? I'll take it. I deserve it. I'll wear that one. I'll wear that one.
Okay, so I'm gonna say that the hot dog roller does not survive the weekend, because if the girlfriend says, are you going to get this out of the living room? Will you get it out of the living room?
It will happen, I think, on Saturday, because we both have the day off Saturday, so we're both going to be in that same room for extended periods of the day.
This hot dog roller in the living room won't see Sunday.
I'm pretty sure you're probably right about that.
As I'm trying to wrap myself around this idea here, because I'm intrigued because, you know, I love a hot dog.
Yeah.
Are you doing this because you want to have the option to have hot dogs all day long? Or is this just you're too lazy to put it away after you've used it?
I'm doing it because it's a new gift that I have. It's a new shiny toy, and I want it to be as accessible to me as possible. And I'm a big hot dog guy. I'm like you.
How far away is the kitchen? The kitchen countertop?
Not that far. It's
farther than where it's at right now. You can have a glizzy at any moment.
That's correct. It's a one-bedroom apartment. It's not that big of a space. It's within 10 steps of where the couch is in the living room.
What has she said about this thing so far?
Kenny, this is epic.
She hasn't said much because we haven't been in the same space. She works different hours than I do, so it's convenient. She doesn't have to put up with me making hot dogs next to the couch.
She is literally waiting till the next time she sees you
I think that might be the case.
Get this damn thing out of the living room.
I said goodbye to her this morning, and then, I mean, she was still asleep, so she was too groggy and out of it to say anything to me about it. Mm-hmm. Hot dogs were not top of mind at that moment.
You leave that thing there as long as possible.
I'm holding out. I'm staying true. Hold.
I love it. I also think it's a wise move that this is not the hill you charge up.
I'm not going to die on this hill, but
it sounds like you are, William Wallace. You sound really intrigued with this.
Kang, have you ever dared to put your hot dog roller in your living room?
I don't want to tailgate in my living room, and that's what it sounds like Kenny's doing.
That sounds like Kenny wants to do, yeah.
Kenny wants the cooler, the roller, right there in his living room.
You got a camp chair set up there,
yes,
too?
Yes, sounds like those soccer chairs are laid
Scott,
up.
That's crazy talk, all right?
Right. He's just got a plastic garbage bag there, you know, just lying on the floor. Yeah, just make sure you throw it in the garbage.
All right. Solo cups scattered about.
Yeah, you're waiting for, you know, some crew to come by the next morning, and then you realize, wait a minute, I'm the crew.
That's me.
That's you.
Kang, I want you to experiment and try this.
Take the hot dog roller I have and put it in the living room.
Yep.
Let's have a contest. See how long you can hold out.
Oh, you'll win.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you'll win. Yeah. She'll be like, where are you going with that thing? And I'm like, right back downstairs.
Kang doesn't even get it set up.
Yep.
He's halfway through.
He brings the tongs up. Yeah. She's like, nope, bring him down.
By the way, now, This show has 25% more hot dog rollers than it did in 2024.
It's true.
We're 50%, at a 50% yeah, hot dog
roller. Rating. Half the show has hot dog rollers.
Technically, it's got 100% more because you just doubled it. So,
50% of the show now owns hot dog rollers.
Dave Gator? Scott corrects us on math.
I know.
I don't know.
It is 2025.
you in?
What, getting a hot dog roller?
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. No. You don't have anybody to yell at.
This show can only peak at 75% of the show. I'll tell you that.
I mean, I still haven't gotten the flat top, the Blackstone for outside.
Kenny, do you own a Blackstone?
I do not, no.
Okay, 50% of the show owns Blackstones, too. Hey, grit and respect. Things Detroit is all about, especially grit right now. If you don't have your favorite workout shirt or hoodie with grit on the front, maybe in Honolulu blue, then check out some Show Some limited edition grit line. Go to showsomerespect.com and get yours in time for the playoffs. I've been talking about the Show Some workout gear I have. The stuff's the best. I own it. It's high quality stuff. Workout in it all the time. Get the hoodie just because it's dang frigid. The fact that it says grit is a bonus. Go to showsomerespect.com and don't forget the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, at checkout for an extra 20% off. Showsomerespect.com, S-H-O-S-U-M, respect.com. One of the biggest stories in sports is right here in Detroit. The Lions, the number one seed in the NFC. The Chiefs, the number one seed in the AFC. Great chance for the Lions to advance to the Super Bowl. No guarantees. Still work to be done. They will play the lowest remaining seed of the other six teams, playing three games this weekend. It is Sunday at 4:30. The Eagles play the Packers. If the Packers win that game, it's Lions-Packers. Period, end of story, because the Packers will be the lowest seed. Then Sunday night, it's Buccaneers-Commanders. If the Eagles win the opener, the Commanders win the second game, it's Lions-Commanders. And then on Monday night, it's Rams-Vikings. If the second-seeded Eagles and the third-seeded Buccaneers win on Sunday, the winner of the Rams-Vikings game will be the Lions' opponent, most likely on Sunday the 19th at either 3 or 6:30. Hosted by the Detroit Lions. Gator, we've mentioned this on a couple of occasions. We have a little bit of time to kill with the bye week, which is great. It allows us to branch out and do something that we used to do on a regular basis. Now we do it rarely. It is time to take a look at a National Football League mock draft.
Whoa.
Gator, I'll work my way through this and get to some picks that might be interesting to Detroit Lions fans.
All right.
And then we will give you a choice of four players and who the draft pick should be. Are you ready, my friend?
I am.
All right. The first pick, the Tennessee Titans select Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. With the second pick, the Cleveland Browns go Shedeur Sanders, quarterback, Colorado.
Let me stop you right there.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Deion will allow Shedeur to play in Cleveland?
I don't know enough about the topic to forward an educated opinion, but I would say...
I just remember what Deion was. Remember when Deion was getting drafted, mm-hmm. and he was very vocal about not coming to Detroit. Other players, you know, obviously Eli Manning famously did not go to San Diego.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he'd approach this with his son.
John Elway did not go to.
We don't see as much of that as we used to, do we? I'm not going there. It felt like we went through an I'm not going there stage. And we haven't had the I'm not going there player lately, have we?
Maybe not, but you know, but this is a player that
old school Deion
feels like maybe he can call a shot. And
well, the Shedeur thing is becoming interesting because Tom Pelissero said on Rich Eisen yesterday that some teams don't even have him with a first round grade, which was intriguing. Hmm. But moving on, Giants at 3 take Travis Hunter. At 4,
that's the great selection.
Patriots take Calvin Banks Jr., the offensive tackle from Texas.
That's a great selection.
At 5, Jacksonville goes Will Johnson, cornerback, Michigan. Other picks that are interesting because they might be players that are coveted by Lions fans or they have local ties. Vegas Raiders take Abdul Carter, edge rusher, Penn State at 6.
It looks like he might play this weekend,
which is a big deal. Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan, goes to the Jets at 7. Mykel Williams, the edge rusher from Georgia, goes to Carolina at 8. Skipping forward, Shamar Stewart, the defensive lineman from Texas A&M, goes to San Francisco at 11. Ashton Jeanty, running back, Boise, goes to Dallas at 12.
There will not be a single mock draft, and there still has yet to be a single mock draft that has him getting past Dallas. Everyone, and not even, nobody has him going before Dallas. Everybody has Dallas taking him. I so desperately want him not to go to Dallas now because that being the case.
Tyler Warren, tight end, Penn State, goes to Indy at 14. Edge rusher Jalen Walker from Georgia goes to the Atlanta Falcons at 15. Josh Simmons, arguably the best tackle in the draft, Ohio State, goes to Arizona at 16. Edge rusher James Pierce Jr. goes to Cincinnati at 17. Other picks moving forward that could be interesting for local people. The Rams at 22 take Colston Loveland, tight end, Michigan. Jihad Campbell, the linebacker from Alabama, goes to the Buccaneers at 23. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan, goes to the Chargers at 25. And a very Harbaugh move. Emeka Ebuka, Ohio State wide receiver, goes to the Commanders at 26. Nick Scorton, edge rusher, Texas A&M, goes to the Eagles at 27. Derek Harmon, the former Spartan and Detroiter from Oregon, goes to Buffalo at 28. Walter Nolan, defensive tackle, Ole Miss, goes to Minnesota at 29. And that brings us to the Lions picking 32nd.
Oh.
32nd. Here is who's on the board, Gator.
All right.
Donovan Jackson, guard, Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Birch, edge rusher, Oregon. Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle, Ohio State. Mike Green, outside linebacker, Marshall. One of those guys is the pick. And they all are of positions where you can see the Lions investing in that position. So, what I want to do is take text right now at 248-539-9797. Who would you take? And we will tell you that one of those four names is the pick. Now, first of all, picking 32nd, huh?
Yeah, that's something. That means that they would have won the Super Bowl.
Yep. Secondly, do you think you know out of that group of players who you would want?
I mean, ish.
Okay. All right. We'll get to your selection.
Not like I have in other years.
Well, it's going to be different at 32. And I think I got to be honest. This is the first time I'm going to say this year. I say it every year. It's the first time I'm going to say it this year. It feels like a prime pick to trade back into the second round and get more picks.
Get some more picks?
Yeah. But if you had to make a pick of those four players, who would you take? And one of them is one of my favorites in the draft. We will get to that coming up at 105. So get your text in. We'll get Gator's pick as well. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.